Fifth week, fourth day, because they loved me. Who made me? Those who love me. God first, because he loves me the most. My parents next, because they loved me next. And their love brought me into being. And when I was born, was I created? Not wholly. My creation had just begun. For I am created anew every day, every hour that I live. Since each one who loves me recreates me in his heart, yes, he carries me in the womb of his thoughts, in his love, my embryo soul, and sends me forth anew with every breath he breathes. As long as I have friends to love me, the process of my creation continues. As friends increase and as their love for me deepens, I can express that love outward in ever-widening circles. For as love is infinite, so is its expression. And each day that confronts me brings more glorious, inexpressible rapture. And how much have all my efforts achieved? Nothing. They are not mine at all, but yours, you who created me. And this, out of a heart of gratitude, shall be my prayer, that I in my day may create many reborn souls with you who love me. You and God and I, breathing our prayers together, will bring them to rebirth. It will be our secret partnership with God. The three of us, one and you and I, are part of creation, linked with the spheres by the love which is in Jesus Christ. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man into our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over all the earth."